Halton General Hospital. This is Radio Halton on Channel 3.
Sure is. Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Derek Gates here at Radio Halton this very afternoon. That's the 10th of July. How time flies. With me in the studio today, we have two lovely young ladies coming to you from, of course, AIDS UK Mid Mersey. And I'm going to be talking primarily to our CEO, brand new CEO, and that is, of course, Rachel McKernan. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Derek. Thank you so much for inviting me in to tell you a little bit about what we do at AIDS UK Mid Mersey.
That's brilliant. That's what we all need to know, all the information possible. Where would you say Mid Mersey, AIDS UK?
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't realise, because AIDS UK is such a well-known brand and a trusted brand, is that actually local AIDS UKs are local charities with trustees that are local in the area. And although we're affiliated with the national brand, actually all of the money that we earn locally, we raise locally in the area, and it's all spent in the area. I sometimes think people, when they see an AIDS UK charity shop, assume the money from that comes to the local AIDS UK, but it doesn't.
Right.
So we are one of about 90 brand partners across the country, but who work specifically for older people in their areas of operation.
Right.
So AIDS UK Mid Mersey actually covers four boroughs. So obviously Halton, but we also work in St Helens, Warrington and in Knowsley.
Right.
But today I'm going to predominantly tell you a little bit about what we do in the Halton area.
Right, that'd be great if you could. And so save all that information for about 2.5 minutes, because we're going to play one of your favourite... This is an office request, is it at all, Jerry? Right, we've got about 200 office requests here. Is that Church Street, is it? Oh, lovely. Hope you're listening, Joe. Keep listening. Might have something else that you may like. Right, we're back with Rachel right now, and tell us more about your organisation.
Okay, so specifically in Halton, you've just mentioned Church Street, and that's where we have our Halton base. And from that, we offer a range of different services. So primarily, one of the key things that we do is advice and information for anybody over the age of 50 or their carers or loved ones. And that could be a range of different things, you know, just information about where they might... you know, chiropody or podiatry, etc., right the way through to, advice around care and support needs or potentially around welfare benefits. And we do quite a lot of social prescribing, which is a bit of a fancy word for basically sort of understanding what people need and want from their life and then connecting them into community resources to do that. And we run several groups of our own as well. So we run a men's group out of Upton Community Centre, and we run a coffee and chat morning up at Runcorn Railway Station. And we also have a digital coffee and chat for people who can't get out of the house. And kind of social connection is so important to people. And that's kind of what we do in terms of social prescribing. So it's not always our groups, but it might be to other community activities that, you know, appeal to an individual's specific interests.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, one of my questions was about reaching out to the isolated. How you do that, and is it successful, and do you get a call for much isolated people?
Yeah, I mean, one of the key issues facing a lot of people in older life is social isolation, especially as the world is becoming more digital. So, you know, whereas you might have... popped down to your GP surgery before, now you might be offered an appointment online, etc. And as people age, sometimes their mobility worsens. But also, one of the things that has been raised to us by older people is the difficulty with public transport around the Halton borough. So it's difficult for people to connect into where they want to go. So one of the things that we endeavour to do is to support people where they can access support. So if someone can't get into our office or they can't get to one of our outreach places, then we will actually go and visit them at home to provide the advice and the support that they need. And part of that, we can do home visits for a program that we have called Digital Champions, which will be it's group of volunteers who've been specially trained to support people to use digital technology that they want to use. Mm-hmm. So it's in the way. So it may be that they just want to know how to do their shopping online, navigate the NHS online. Sometimes we've supported people who need to complete pre-op assessments and they get sent a digital form rather than a paper form, etc. Yeah. So the support we can provide is really to enable people to connect digitally as well as connect socially.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that was one of my previous questions that I was writing up last night, actually, and it was about
tablet, and we can provide them with some data because obviously, you know, digital poverty is also another key issue. Yeah. It costs a lot of money to put Wi-Fi into your home, and buying equipment to enable you to do those things is also pricey. So we can loan people schemes, or we even actually occasionally have the opportunity to gift people equipment so that they can become digitally engaged and use those services.
Mm, exactly. Very good. Do you know, that's fantastic. I was going to say, your story must be massively overloading, mustn't it, really? But in your Church Street venue, is there a limitation on how many can go at one time?
No, so we're open for drop-in for advice and information, or if anybody wants to find out any more about all of the services we deliver. And we're open on a Monday and Tuesday, a Thursday and a Friday. Monday and Tuesday is between 11 and 2, mm-hmm. and Thursday and Friday between 10 and 1. So people can drop in. There'll be a Living Well officer there who will kind of provide them with the advice and support that they need. The groups aren't run out of the office itself. It's a working office.
Oh, right, yeah.
But we use venues that have been assessed as being age-friendly and dementia-friendly so that they can be as inclusive as possible for people. And on a Wednesday at Church Street, we have the digital drop-in, which is specifically, we have digital champions there, and that's when people can drop in for anything, really, whether they want to learn new skills, or, for example, we had someone come in because they'd accidentally locked themselves out of their email account, mm-hmm. and we had to help them reset the password, which isn't easy, and it was a bit of a team effort. So sometimes it's just one-off things like that. And we also supported someone who'd accidentally deleted all of their contacts in their phone to find them, put them back in. So it can be something as simple as that to actually supporting someone with setting up an online account, online banking, online repeat prescriptions, whatever an individual really needs to improve their quality of life.
Exactly, it's a minefield, isn't it? Minefield.
It is.
We'll go on very, very short. We'll take a short break, let you get your breath back. And we're going to play another one of your crests. This is the Beatles with A Little Help From My Friends. Who's that for, Cherry? A digital champion.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously in the voluntary sector, volunteers are the lifeblood of the work that we do. And at Age UK Mid-Mersey, we have a wonderful team of paid colleagues, and they're supported, and the work we can do is expanded through our unpaid colleagues, our volunteers. So digital champions are a relatively new volunteering opportunity at Age UK Mid-Mersey. And really, we're looking for anybody who has some time to commit, who has experience of using digital technology, you know, in their personal and private lives, really. Mm-hmm. So we're not looking for people who've got degrees in IT or, you know, have run Microsoft in the past or what have you. We're just looking for people who are comfortable with using technology in the ways we've talked about, and also that has some time and potentially a bit of patience, in terms of it can take people quite a while. I know when I started using apps, etc., it took me quite a while to actually understand what I was doing. And my children at the time were my tutors, and there was a lot of face from home. So we are looking for volunteer befrienders. And you were talking about social isolation, and one of the things that can really help with that is having a regular phone call with someone that you're matched with who enjoys the same things. It might be that you both support the same rugby team, or you both have cats or dogs, or whatever it is that your specific interest is. We can match someone with a volunteer befriender, and have they then have like weekly or however frequently as they want, you know, just general human conversations. And also, you know, we can connect people together who are both socially isolated, and so that they create that kind of friendship, and can keep each other company even though they can't be in the same space.
Well, there used to be a big drive not so many years ago, wasn't it? I think pre-COVID.
Yeah, just in terms of other volunteering opportunities, we also have volunteers support our groups. So that could be as simple as meeting and greeting and making tea and coffees and just making sure everyone's settled. And also, because there's nothing worse than attending a group for the first time and you're walking into a room of people you don't know.
Exactly.
And that kind of first contact is so important. So our group helpers are absolutely essential to the success of our groups. And also in our Runcorn office in Church Street, we also have meeters and greeters who are volunteers and do that same role when people first come into the office.
Invaluable, aren't they?
Yeah. It's really absolutely amazing. You know, I started out my career in health and social care as a volunteer. Yeah, and I have massive passion for the difference that volunteering can make in someone's life, not just to the person who benefits from that support, but for the individual themselves, it's being claimed. And often that's because people don't understand what they're entitled to. And as we age, we are entitled to certain benefits to support us to love later life and to live our best lives. Last year, we helped 100 Holton residents to claim £163,000 in unclaimed benefit. But we know that that's only the tip of the iceberg. With one of the ladies that we supported last year, it was a couple, actually, and they were in deteriorating health, and they were able to successfully apply with our support for attendance allowance, which enabled them to get some help around the home and to keep their garden tidy so that they could continue to enjoy the garden during the sunny weather. So how people spend their money, you know, is really up to them to how they enhance their lives.
Exactly.
But we know there are so many people out there who are not getting what they're entitled to. And so really, we can help people to undertake a benefit check to see if they're missing out on anything. And then we can kind of direct them to how to apply. But if they would find that difficult, we can also sit down with them, whether that's at home or in our office or at appointment, and go through the paperwork with them and enable them to complete it, because these forms are very challenging.
Not easy,
to complete. Anybody who's seen I, Daniel Blake, knows that it can be really challenging, especially if people have never claimed a welfare benefit before.
Yeah.
But the key thing here is that this is what people are entitled to through their national insurance contributions, through having worked through an entire career. And oftentimes people feel sometimes a little bit, you know, like they didn't ought to apply.
Yeah.
But this is what they have contributed towards their entire life. So we would definitely encourage people to undertake a welfare benefit check. Doesn't have to be through us. There are websites you could do it from. But if they want support with it, to give us a call or to drop us an email.
Invaluable. Superb. And that number is?
Our phone number is 0300... 003-1992.
Right, we'll give you all these numbers a bit later on, obviously.
0800
Oh, thank you, Deborah. There you go. Right, okay, we are back. We are back with Rachel right now. In the interim, we had a couple of questions come in, and if I can put them to you.
Yeah.
Right, first one, of course, do they work with hospitals, GPs or PPGs, helping digital prescriptions, etc.? And the second one, can they help in heat waves, fans, etc.? Now, a heat wave, let me know when you're going to get one, because I'm anxious to know.
Well, joking aside, again, we can always make jokes about the weather, can't we, Derek? Mm. But, you know, we've seen so far this year, we've seen some periods of real heat. And whilst we don't get funding to provide resources for supporting people to manage and stay cool in heat, what we do have is a significant amount of information and tips and advice around how people can stay healthy during a heat wave, because you know, very high temperatures can lead to issues such as dehydration, particularly with people who are older or who have any ongoing health conditions. So people can contact us, we can send them out information, or we can signpost them to where they can find that on our websites, etc. And then I was really interested with the first question, because whilst we do connect in with primary care networks and with health partners on many things, we don't currently connect in around digital use of NHS apps and prescription services, and it's something potentially that we should do. So I guess the answer to that is currently no, but it's something that I'm going to take back and mention to our head of services, Jane, to see if it's something that we could look at exploring. And that kind of brings me neatly on to talk about another one of our pieces of work, which is around engagement, which is what we call an expert panel. So this is a group of older people or people who have knowledge and experience because they work in older people's services. And they meet on a quarterly basis and they help us to design, improve and deliver services that are accessible and that actually meet the needs of older people in our areas of operation. And so it's something potentially that the expert panel could explore, and we could think about how we could potentially take that forward. And if anybody was interested in helping us to shape our services moving forward, or to shape those issues that we campaign on with local authorities and local health providers, then they'd be very welcome to come along and attend an expert panel, see if it's for them. And we're always open to listening to the voices of our... Really, you know, we are a charitable sector organisation, and whilst we do get some funding from local authorities to deliver the work that we do, the majority of our work is funded through fundraising. So whether that's applying to trusts for grants to support the work that we do, or through fundraising activities that people undertake on our behalf to raise some money for us, or donations that they make. So I guess my final kind of thing is a little bit of a plea, because one of the other volunteering roles that we didn't talk about earlier is the potential for people to become fundraising volunteers for Age UK Mid Mersey, and that could be something as simple as hosting a tea party once a year. Every single penny that we raise in Age UK Mid Mersey stays in our four areas of operation, and if someone wanted to fundraise in Halton and they wanted that money to stay in Halton, then we can restrict that funding just to support the work in Halton. People could throw themselves out of an aeroplane. I did that at my last Age UK.
Really?
No, I did that for Barnardo's. I abseiled down the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth for my last Age UK. But I have a donation to us. They can do that through our website. And I think we're going to be giving everybody the contact details
A minute. We are, yes. I've got a couple more little questions to just to put to you. I know we were talking about them before, but if you just clear these up for me. Do you have any promo stands around the area, permanent or temporary, e.g. hospital environment, stuff like that?
So currently we don't, but you have met Cherry, who is only joined us earlier this year in our marketing engagement officer role, marketing and communications, sorry, not engagement, do apologise. Cherry, I can't get job titles right. But one of her key priorities is to make sure that we get out and we start meeting people mm-hmm. in the places where they are. So we go to them instead of expecting everybody to come to us in Church Street. So that's something that we're definitely going to look out. We do currently do some outreach. So we're at the Halton Link every Friday between 9:30 and 2 p.m. So people can drop in and see us there. And yeah, if anybody has a venue that they'd like us to pop up at and kind of... So, if you'd like to speak to us, you can call us on 0300 003 1992. So that's 0300 003 1992. Or you can email us at inquiries at aukmm.org.uk. Our website, if you'd like to have a little look, is www.ageuk.org.uk/Mid Mersey.
Lovely. And hopefully we shall have on our website some of the snippets from today's interesting interview, and you can pick it up from there as well. We'll hopefully send a copy to Cherry to publicise on your web, and we'll try and do it all again as soon as we can we not?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd be delighted.
Oh, be great.
Thank you so much for inviting me in. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk about what we do. And I'd like to wish everybody who's listening, whether they're here at the hospital or at home and online, a really pleasant afternoon. And thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much for that, Rachel. Right, we've got Rachel and Cherry from, of course, Age UK Mid Mersey. And we should be forwarding any questions that you'd like to put towards Rachel. In the meantime, thank you very much, Rachel and Cherry, for coming in. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a privilege as well. I'm going to play you out with one of your favourite tunes. Takes you back not so many years.
Quite a few, yes.
I wasn't going to say that. Well, this is the Waterboys, and of course, the Hole of the Moon.
Picture.